Republican Congressman from Oregon, Greg Walden, continues his efforts to hang up on illegal robocalls. But there may be a consequence. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Representative Greg Walden recently did an interview on radio about his efforts to stop illegal robocalls. Listen to this.
If somebody gets a robocall today, what's the best way to deal with it?
I'll tell you what I do with them is if they don't show up in my address book, I let it go to voicemail. And 99% of the time, the illegal scammers don't leave a voicemail. I did get one the other day, and it was in Chinese. So whoever was behind that scam must have plugged in the wrong country code. That's what I do. I just let them go to voicemail. If it's somebody that is really trying to get a hold of me and has my number, they'll leave a voicemail. I got one the other day. It said, +30-1 Greece. And I don't know anybody in Greece, right? So I let it go to voicemail. Later in the day, I looked. It was a 2-minute voicemail. It's like, wow, I wonder what that is. So I pulled it up and I listened to it, and it was Vice President Mike Pence aboard Air Force Two trying to reach me on an issue. So there's some foreign calls you should take because it's really hard to call back Air Force Two. I tell you that because there are important calls you shouldn't miss, but now we're all getting conditioned not to answer them unless we recognize through our own address books the numbers. And so there's still a big problem here. We got to get after it.
Please, for all of our sakes, sooner than later. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.